purification in prayer.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar.
Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
In the name of Allah, the most gracious, the most merciful.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين.
All praise is due to Allah, the Lord of all that exists, and may peace and blessings be upon the noblest of prophets and messengers, our Prophet Muhammad, and upon his family and companions, and whoever adheres to his way or sunnah until the day of judgment. Under normal circumstances, every Muslim must pray 5 times a day. There are exceptions and concessions for people with special circumstances, but the exceptions to this rule are very few. Thus, upon accepting Islam, a Muslim is obligated from that point on to pray the 5 daily prayers. He or she, therefore, must learn their times, how to prepare for them, how to perform their movements, and what to say in them.
Observing purity and avoiding all types of impurities and filth is an obligation of prayer. No prayer is acceptable without physical purity. Purity is half of faith. Physical purity means being pure physically in one's clothing, surroundings, and answering the call of nature. This type of purity requires removing physical impurities from the body, clothes, ground, etc. with clean water. The impurity may be removed by washing up, performing ablution for prayer, complete bathing, or tayammum. We will now explain the steps of performing ablution, which is called wudu in Arabic, complete bathing, which is called ghusl, and cleaning with dry soil, which is called tayammum.
Those who intend to perform ablution should do it in the following manner.
The intention should be made in the heart to perform the ablution as an act of obedience to Allah and seeking His pleasure.
Then the person should mention the name of Allah by saying Bismillah at the start of performing the ablution.
The hands should be washed 1, 2, or 3 times at the beginning of the ablution, cleaning in between the fingers.
Next, one should rinse the mouth and inhale water into the nose and blow it out with a single handful of water if possible.
The entire face should then be washed at least once, from the upper part of the forehead to the lower part of the chin, and from ear to ear.
Then the arms should be washed, starting from the hands and continuing up to and including the elbows. The right arm should be washed first and then the left.
After that, the person should wipe over his head by passing his wet hands from the upper part of the forehead to the back of the hairline, and then back to the front of the hair where he began. Then, with the water that remains on the hands from wiping the head, he should clean the inside and the outside of the ears, going behind the ears with the thumbs.
Finally, the feet should be washed, starting with the right one, including the ankles and heels, and going between the toes with the pinky finger. The left foot should be washed in the same manner.
It is important to keep the above-mentioned sequence in order. It is important to perform ablution without any long interruption of time between each step. It is preferred to brush the teeth before starting the ritual ablution and prayer. It is also recommended to repeat cleaning the various parts of the body washed during ablution 3 times each.
However, it is also allowed to wash these limbs only once or twice each, as long as one does not exceed 3 washings. The only exceptions to this are wiping the head and cleaning the ears, which should be done only once. It is recommended to recite the following supplication after ending the acts of ablution.
Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lah. وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله اللهم اجعلني من التوابين واجعلني من المتطهرين.
meaning, I testify that none has the right to be worshipped but Allah alone, who has no partners, and I testify that Muhammad is his servant and messenger. O Allah, make me among those who turn to you in repentance, and among those who purify themselves.
Those who wish to perform complete bathing should do so in the following manner.
After confirming the intentions in your heart for removing your physical impurity, mention Allah's name by saying Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.
Wash the hands 3 times.
The private part should then be cleaned with the left hand.
Perform the regular acts of ablution. However, it is recommended to delay washing the feet until the end of the bath.
Water should then be poured on the head while passing the fingers through the hair, except for a woman whose hair is braided, for she may merely pour water on her head 3. Water should then be poured over the head on the right side of the body, and the body should be washed from top to bottom. This should be followed by pouring water on the left side of the body, making sure that the water reaches the navel, the underarms, and the entire body.
Finally, wash your feet, beginning with the right foot, as you would for ablution. Clearly, the best and easiest way to perform these steps is with a moderate shower, making sure that you do not waste water.
Tayammum is permissible as a substitute for ablution, wudu, or complete bathing, ghusl, whether on a journey or at home. It is applied in such circumstances where water is unavailable, or if one is wounded or sick and fears that water will increase the illness or delay the recovery.
Tayammum is also permissible if the water or weather is very cold, and it seems likely to a person that its use will harm him under the condition that he is unable to warm it. It is permissible to perform tayammum with clean dust or anything else that originates from the earth, such as sand, soil, rocks, and pebbles.
The steps for performing tayammum are as follows.
Make the intention in the heart that by this action you want to purify yourself from a state of either a minor or major impurity.
Then say Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.
Slap the dust with your palms on the surface of the earth.
Blow the excess dust off of them, then wipe the face with them and both hands up to and including the wrists.
Now we want to know how to call the adhan.
The adhan is the call to announce the beginning of the time of each obligatory prayer.
The wording of the adhan is as follows. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar.
Meaning, Allah is the greatest, repeated 4 times.
Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah.
Meaning, I testify that none has the right to be worshipped but Allah, said 2.
Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah, Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah.
Meaning, I testify that Muhammad is the messenger of Allah, also said 2.
Hayya ala salah, Hayya ala salah.
Meaning, come to the prayer, which is said 2.
Hayya ala al-falah, Hayya ala al-falah.
Meaning, come to success, which is said 2.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar.
Meaning, Allah is the greatest, which is said 2.
La ilaha illallah.
Meaning, none has the right to be worshipped but Allah, which is said 1. It should be noted that in the call to prayer for Fajr, or dawn prayer, the muadhin, or caller, adds after saying Hayya ala al-falah 2,
As-salatu khayrun minan nawm, As-salatu khayrun minan nawm.
Meaning, the prayer is better than sleep, which is said 2.
I think it's important now to learn how to call the iqama.
Naturally. But we need to know that the iqama is to announce that prayer is about to start, so that those who pray may prepare to line up for it. The wording of the iqama is as follows.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar.
Meaning, Allah is the greatest, said 2.
Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah.
Meaning, I testify that none has the right to be worshipped but Allah, which is said 1.
Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah.
Meaning, I testify that Muhammad is the messenger of Allah, which is said 1.
Hayya ala salah.
Meaning, come to the prayer, which is said 1.
Hayya ala al-falah.
Meaning, come to success, which is also said 1.
قَدْ قَامَتِ الصَّلَاةِ قَدْ قَامَتِ الصَّلَاةِ
meaning the prayer has begun, which is said twice.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar.
Meaning Allah is the greatest, which is said twice.
La ilaha illallah.
Meaning none has the right to be worshipped but Allah, which is said once.
I think we are ready now to start learning how to pray, aren't we?
Of course. Let us proceed.
Face your entire body towards the direction of the Qibla, which is the Kaaba, at the sacred masjid in Mecca, wherever you may be.
One should place an object in front of himself to prevent anyone or anything to pass in front of him or her. This is done by praying towards a wall, a pillar in the mosque, or an object placed on the ground in front of oneself.
This is particularly necessary for the imam, who is the one that leads the prayer, or the one who is praying alone. Those who pray in congregation following an imam do not use individual sutras, as the imam's sutra suffices those praying behind him.
One should intend in his heart to perform the current prayer, whether it is obligatory or supererogatory. The worshipper should not pronounce the intention orally.
Say Allahu Akbar while raising the hands up to the level of the shoulders or near to the lobes of the ears, with the palms open towards the Qibla.
This may be done before, after, or while saying the Takbiratul Ihram mentioned above.
Then put the right hand over the left hand and left wrist, and place them both over the chest.
It is recommended to recite the following opening supplication.
Allahumma ba'id bayni wa bayna khatayai kama ba'adta bayna al-mashriqi wal-maghrib. Allahumma naqqini min khatayai kama yunqa ath-thawb al-abyad min ad-danas. Allahumma ighsilni min khatayai bil-ma'i wath-thalj wal-barad.
Meaning, O Allah, keep me far away from my sins, as you have kept away the distance between the east and the west. O Allah, cleanse me of my sins, as the white garment is cleansed from dirt. O Allah, wash away my sins with water, snow, and hail. One may also choose to recite the following.
Subhanak Allahumma wa bihamdik, wa tabarak asmuk, wa ta'ala jadduk, wa la ilaha ghayruk.
Meaning, praise and glory be to you, O Allah. Blessed be your name, and exalted be your majesty and glory. None has the right to be worshipped but you.
A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytan ar-rajim.
Meaning, I seek refuge with Allah from the accursed Satan.
Then one says, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.
Meaning, in the name of Allah, the most gracious, the most merciful. Then one recites Surah Al-Fatiha, which is the opening chapter of the Noble Quran, and without which the prayer is not acceptable.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, Ar-Rahmanir Rahim, Maliki Yawmiddin, Iyaka Na'budu wa Iyaka Nasta'in, Ihdina Assirata Al-Mustaqim, Sirata Al-Ladhina An'amta Alayhim, غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين.
Meaning, in the name of Allah, the most gracious, the most merciful. All praise and thanks be to Allah, the Lord of all that exist, the most gracious, the most merciful, the owner of the day of recompense. You alone we worship, and you alone we ask for help. Guide us to the straight path, the way of those on whom you have granted your grace, not the way of those who earned your anger, nor of those who went astray.
Then one should say, Ameen, meaning, O Allah, answer.
Next, one should recite from any passage he chooses that he has memorized from the Noble Quran after Al-Fatiha. This is recommended for the first 2 raka'ahs of any prayer. However, in prayers of more than 2 raka'ahs, the recitation of Al-Fatiha is sufficient without any additional recitation in the 3rd or 4th raka'ahs. The following are 2 short chapters from the Quran that are easy to learn.
Suratul Ikhlas, the 112th chapter. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Qul huwa Allahu Ahad, Allahu Samad,
لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد.
Meaning, in the name of Allah, the most gracious, the most merciful. Say, He is Allah, the one and only. Allah, the eternal, absolute. He begets not, nor was He begotten, and there is none like Him.
Surah Al-Asr, the 103rd chapter. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Wal-Asr. إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لَفِي خُسْرٍ إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالْحَقِّ وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالصَّبْرِ.
Meaning, in the name of Allah, the most gracious, the most merciful. By time, verily mankind is in loss, except for those who believe and do righteous deeds, and they mutually advise each other with truth, and they mutually advise each other with patience.
Then one should bow in the position of ruku', saying, Allahu Akbar, while raising his two hands to the shoulders or ears. While bowing, one should make one's head and back level, and place one's hands with the fingers spread on his or her knees. One should come to rest in the ruku' position and say the following with tranquility, Subhana Rabbi al-Azim.
Meaning, glorified is my Lord, the Almighty. It is preferable to repeat this three times or more, and it is recommended to add the following.
Subhanaka Allahumma Rabbana wa bihamdik. Allahumma ighfirli.
Meaning, glory be unto you, O Allah, our Lord, and praise be to you. O Allah, forgive me. Then one should raise his head from the ruku' position, raising the hands to the shoulders or ears. In the case of one who is leading the prayer or praying alone, he should say the following.
سَمِعَ اللَّهُ لِمَنْ حَمِدَ.
Meaning, Allah listens to him who praises him. One should then return to the standing position and say the following.
رَبَّنَا وَلَكَ الْحَمْدِ حَمْدًا كَثِيرًا طَيِّبًا مُبَارَكًا فِيهِ مِلْأَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وملء الأرض وملء ما بينهما وملء ما شئت من شيء بعد.
Meaning, Our Lord, all praise belongs to you only. Praises that are abundant, pure, and blessed, as to fill the heavens, the earth, and whatever is between them, and fill that which you determine besides them. It is also recommended to add the following.
أهل الثناء والمجد أحق ما قال العبد وكلنا لك عبد اللهم لا مانع لما أعطيت ولا معطي لما منعت ولا ينفع ذا الجد منك الجد.
Meaning, you Allah are deserving of all praises and all glory. Your praising is the most worthy and most true of whatever your servant can say. And we are all your servants. Our Lord, no one can ever withhold of what you have bestowed, and no one can ever give of what you have deprived, and riches cannot avail a wealthy person against you.
Then lower oneself into prostration, or what is called sujood, while saying Allahu Akbar. In the sujood position, one should place seven parts of his body on the ground. These parts are the forehead along with the nose, both hands, both knees, and the toes of both feet planted firmly on the ground towards the Qibla, that is, the direction of the Kaaba. He should recite the following in it. Subhana Rabbi al-A'la.
Meaning, glorified is my Lord, the Exalted. It is preferable to repeat it three times or more, and it is recommended to add the following as well.
Subhanaka Allahumma Rabbana wa bihamdik. Allahumma ighfirli.
Meaning, glory be unto you, O Allah, our Lord, and praise be to you. O Allah, forgive me.
One should be earnest in supplication during sujood. This is because it is more likely that your supplications would be answered during prostration, as Allah's Messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, has mentioned. Moreover, in all prayers, one should beseech Allah for prosperity both in this worldly life and in the hereafter. In the sujood position, one should neither bring his arms close to his sides, nor press his abdomen against his thighs, nor his thighs to his legs. His arms should be raised up from the ground, and there should be an opening of space between his abdomen and the ground. Also, the feet should be kept together in sujood.
The person should raise his head from prostration, saying, Allahu Akbar, and sit laying his left foot flat on the ground, keeping his right foot erect, and placing his hands on his thighs and knees. He should pause with calmness and tranquility while sitting. One should supplicate in the sitting position as follows.
رَبِّ اغْفِرْ لِي وَارْحَمْنِي وَاهْدِنِي وَارْزُقْنِي وَعَافِنِي وَاجْبُرْنِي.
Meaning, O my Lord, forgive me, have mercy on me, guide me, grant me provisions, well-being, and console me.
Then one should perform the second sujood and repeat all the steps that were done in the first sujood.
Then the person should raise his head from the second sujood, saying, Allahu Akbar, and sit calmly for a brief moment, saying nothing. Then he should rise to the standing position. Now he has completed one unit of prayer, which is called a raka'ah, and he is ready to start the second one.
For the second raka'ah, one should repeat all the steps that he did in the first unit of prayer, or raka'ah.
At the end of two raka'ahs, one should sit after raising his head from the second sujood of the last raka'ah.
During the above-mentioned sitting position, one should recite the following, which is known as at-tashahhud. At-tahiyyatu lillahi was-salawatu wat-tayyibat. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله.
Meaning, all greetings, prayers, and good things of life are for Allah. The peace, the mercy, and the blessings of Allah be on you, O Prophet. May peace be upon us and on the righteous servants of Allah. I testify that none has the right to be worshipped but Allah, and I testify that Muhammad is his servant and messenger. Then one should recite Allah's blessings upon the Prophet as follows.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad kama sallaita ala Ibrahim وآل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وآل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد.
Meaning, O Allah, send your salah, graces, honors, and mercy upon Muhammad and his family, as you sent your graces, honors, and mercy upon Ibrahim and his family. Certainly, you are the most praiseworthy, the most glorious. And send your blessings on Muhammad and his family, as you sent your blessings on Ibrahim and his family. Certainly, you are the most praiseworthy, the most glorious.
If the prayer consists of only two rak'ahs, such as Fajr, dawn prayer, Jumu'ah, Friday prayer, and Eid prayer, a special prayer for the two yearly Islamic festivals, then the person will conclude his prayer after the above mentioned sitting.
If the prayer consists of more than two rak'ahs, one should stand up after the recital of the tashahhud and repeat all the steps that he performed in the first rak'ah. This is applied if the prayer consists of three rak'ahs, such as the Maghrib prayer, or if it consists of four raka'ahs, such as the Dhuhr prayer, the Asr prayer, and the Isha prayer. He may raise his hands to the level of his shoulders or ears, saying Allahu Akbar, while he is standing up to begin the third raka'ah of the prayer.
At the end of the third raka'ah of the Maghrib, the sunset prayer, or the fourth raka'ah of the Dhuhr noon prayer, Asr afternoon prayer, and Isha night prayer, you should again recite at-tashahhud, which includes Allah's blessings upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, sitting for it, as mentioned earlier.
After reciting the above at-tashahhud and supplicating for blessings upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, one should seek Allah's protection from four evil things, supplicating as follows.
Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min adhabi jahannam wa min adhabi al-qabr wa min fitnati al-mahya wal-mamat wa min sharri fitnati al-masih ad-dajjal.
Meaning, O Allah, I seek refuge with you from the torment of the hellfire, the torment of the grave, from the trials of life and death, and from the evil of the trials of Masih ad-Dajjal, or the false Messiah, or Antichrist.
Here, the worshipper is encouraged to supplicate. Therefore, one should try to learn the supplications that were taught by the Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and recite them during his sitting, as a person's supplications are very likely to be accepted during this part of the prayer.
After reciting the above, he should finish his prayer by pronouncing the following while turning to his right side.
As-salamu alaykum wa rahmatullah.
Meaning, the peace and mercy of Allah be on you. And then he says the same to his left.
As-salamu alaykum wa rahmatullah.
Meaning, the peace and mercy of Allah be on you.
After completion of the prayer, it is recommended to invoke and glorify Allah with the following. Astaghfirullah.
Meaning, I seek Allah's forgiveness. This should be said three times.
Allahumma anta as-salam, wa minka as-salam, tabarakta ya dhal jalali wal ikram.
Meaning, O Allah, you are the peace, and from you is the peace. You are blessed, O possessor of the glory and honor.
La ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lah. Lahu al-mulku wa lahu al-hamd. Wa huwa ala kulli shay'in qadir. Allahumma la mani'a lima a'tayt. Wa la mu'tiya lima mana'at. Wa la yanfa'u dhal jadd minka al-jadd. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. La ilaha illallah. ولا نعبد إلا إياه له النعمة وله الفضل وله الثناء الحسن لا إله إلا الله مخلصين له الدين ولو كره الكافرون.
Meaning, none has the right to be worshipped but Allah. He is alone and has no partner in worship. For him is the sovereignty, and to him belongs all the praise. He has power over all things. O Allah, none may withhold that which you have granted, and none may grant that which you have withheld, and the wealth cannot avail a rich person against you. There is no might and power except by the support of Allah. None has the right to be worshipped but Allah. We do not worship any but Him alone. To Him alone belong all the bounties. To Him alone belong all the graces. To Him alone belong all worthy praises. None has the right to be worshipped but Allah. To Him we are submitting all sincere devotion in Islam, although the disbelievers may abhor it. Then he should glorify Allah by saying the following 33 times.
Subhanallah.
Meaning, glorified is Allah.
Then he should praise Allah 33 times by saying, Alhamdulillah.
Meaning, all praise is due to Allah.
Then he should exalt Allah's greatness 33 times by saying, Allahu Akbar.
Meaning, Allah is the greatest. In order to complete the above 99 glorifications as a total of 100, one should say,
La ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lah. Lahu al-mulku wa lahu al-hamd. Wa huwa ala kulli shay'in qadir.
Meaning, none has the right to be worshipped but Allah. He is alone and has no partner in worship. For Him is the sovereignty, and to Him is all the praise. He has power over all things. Then one should recite the following verse.
Allahu la ilaha illa huwa al-hayyul qayyum. La ta'khudhuhu sinatun wa la nawm. له ما في السماوات وما في الأرض من ذا الذي يشفع عنده إلا بإذنه يعلم ما بين أيديهم وما خلفهم ولا يحيطون بشيء من علمه إلا بما شاء وسع كرسيه السماوات والأرض ولا يؤوده حفظهما وهو العلي العظيم.
Meaning Allah, none has the right to be worshipped but He, the ever-living, the self-subsisting, eternal. Neither slumber nor sleep overtakes Him. To Him belongs whatever is in the heavens and whatever is on the earth. Who is He that can intercede with Him except with His permission? He knows what happens to them, His creatures, in this world and what happens to them in the hereafter. And they will never encompass anything of His knowledge except that which He wills. His kursi, pedestal or stool, extends over the heavens and the earth, and He feels no fatigue in guarding and preserving them, and He is the Most High, the Most Great. Then he should recite Surah Al-Ikhlas, which is the 112th chapter of the Qur'an, Surah Al-Falaq, which is the 113th chapter of the Qur'an, and Surah Al-Nas, which is the 114th chapter of the Qur'an, respectively.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد.
Meaning, in the name of Allah, the Most Gracious, the Most Merciful, say, He is Allah, the One and Only, Allah the Eternal, Absolute. He begets not, nor was He begotten. And there is none like unto him.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل أعوذ برب الفلق من شر ما خلق ومن شر غاسق إذا وقب ومن شر النفاثات في العقد ومن شر حاسد إذا حسد.
Meaning, in the name of Allah, the Most Gracious, the Most Merciful, say, I seek refuge with the Lord of the daybreak, from the evil of what He has created, and from the mischief of darkness as it overspreads, and from the mischief of those who practice witchcraft when they blow in knots, and from the mischief of the envier when he envies.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل أعوذ برب الناس ملك الناس إله الناس من شر الوسواس الخناس الذي يوسوس في صدور الناس من الجنة والناس.
Meaning, in the name of Allah, the Most Gracious, the Most Merciful, say, I seek refuge with the Lord of mankind, the King or ruler of mankind, the God of mankind, from the mischief of the whisperer of evil, who withdraws after his whisper, who whispers into the hearts of mankind, among jinns and men.
It is recommended to repeat these three surahs or chapters three times after the Fajr or dawn prayer and Maghrib or sunset prayer, according to the confirmed practice narrated from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam.
It is also recommended to say the following supplication 10 times after the Fajr and Maghrib prayers.
لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له له الملك وله الحمد يحيي ويميت وهو على كل شيء قدير.
Meaning, none has the right to be worshipped but Allah. He is alone and has no partner in worship. To Him is the sovereignty, and to Him belongs all the praise. He causes life and death. He has power over all things.
With this, we have come to the end of our description of prayer in Islam. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.